Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvi Navati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay. 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 Okay, we're on the first eight sentences or so. How many of them down to Atma? Huh? On page 27? Mm-hmm. Who wants to start?
I'll do that, because you are here. Do you want to do the first one?
I have it on. No, I think I'm going to listen in.
Just listen. Okay.
It's okay with me.
Kada ka di ka diram yukam kur vita karva gama swarva gama
kamaha
desiring. Okay. Kadi re naiva vai yupena devaha svargam lokam aja yam stat tai vai tadya jamanaha kadi reina yupena svargam lokam jayate. Okay, so the first word is kadira, which is
kadiram.
I'm sorry, I was saying it's from the word, which it was confusing me. It's from the word kadira.
Yeah.
It means of a tree named kadira. I was very confused about this one. I mean, I know that it's, I don't understand why it's got the long A.
Oh, it's kadita. Kadira becomes kadira, means belonging to or from. It's a tadita affix.
Tadita are
affixes that are applied to nouns. The crit affixes are affixes that are applied to verbs to make them into nouns or participles. Then the tadita are a whole different secondary set of affixes that are applied to nouns. Okay. And so here you could say the yupam, which belongs to kadira.
Mm. Well, he gave us the translation. I just didn't understand what this it was. I mean, I knew it was some kind of adjective, but I just didn't know.
The type, what, tadita. You probably haven't done taditas.
No.
They come at the very end.
Tadita. Oh, like tad, okay.
Yeah.
Yupam, which is from yupa, sacrificial post, a masculine noun, accusative singular. And then we have kurvita, which is the optative third person singular atmane pada, he, she, it, may, can, should, would, make, from krit. And then we have svarga kama, which is one that's desirous of or longing after heaven. And then kadire naiva is kadirena, instrumental singular, by with through a tree named kadira. And then eva, just so, exactly so, truly indeed. Vai is some kind of indicative, it says, some kind of expletive.
Like Eva?
Oh, okay.
Or what did they say?
Eva was, but it just said, wherever I looked it up, I think in more, it said expletive, but it didn't really say what it means.
I've always said, I've always taken it just as indeed. If I'm doing a new Upanishad, I always look it up and see. Expletive just means an emphasis.
Right.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
A
particle of affirmation or certainty, indeed, truly, forsooth, but is generally used as an expletive.
Okay, so it's like Ava or Eva?
Not Eva. Eva means like. Ava
oh,
means.
Right. So,
yeah.
And then we have Yupena again, which is from Yupa, the sacrificial post, instrumental singular.
Mm-hmm.
And then Devaha, which is the masculine nominative plural for the gods.
Mm-hmm.
And Svargam, which is the accusative singular of heaven, masculine noun. And then we have, I don't know if I wrote this correctly, we've got quite a lot of words here. We've got Lokam from Loka, masculine, accusative singular, the world, people, or folk.
World. Here it's because Svargaloka,
mm-hmm.
it means the world.
The world.
Svargaloka is like a heaven world.
Okay.
Another way of translating Svarga are different planes of existence. So this is one loka, then there's Svargaloka, there's Bhuvaloka, a lot of different lokas.
Okay. And then we have Ajayam, which is from the root G. Nope, to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's third person imperfect plural, they conquer. And then tata, in that manner, so, thus. That's Ava. I'm sorry. What is tata? Therefore? No. Is that...
What did you take that Ajayan as?
Oh, I took that as... Oh, I'm sorry. Ajayan.
Ajayan. Ajayan. Ajayan.
Yeah, with an N, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the extra S that's inserted.
Yes, because of Sunday.
That's the Sunday. And then we have Tata.
Yeah, but what did you take it to mean?
Tata?
No, Ajayan.
Oh, they conquer.
Conquered.
Conquered, correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, they conquered.
That's fine.
I did have it correct, I just said it. Okay.
Here's what an expletive means. A word or phrase conveying no independent meaning but added to fill out a sentence or a metrical line. They say that this vai is often used as an expletive, but the other way it's used is just like Ava.
Okay. And then tata, and then we have
tata.
Tata, Ava, just so indeed.
Uh-huh.
And etad, we have the word etad is there as well. The neuter nominative singular of this, or the neuter accusative singular of this. Here it's. I'll get to the translation in a second. I'm just going to get confused here. I think we're referring to the sacrificer. Then the next word is yajamanaha, which is the masculine noun, nominative singular, sacrificer. And then we have kadidena again, which is the instrumental singular by with through a tree named kadida. Yupena again, masculine noun, instrumental singular, by through the sacrificial post. Svargam, heaven, masculine noun, accusative singular. Lokam, again, masculine noun, accusative singular. And Jayati, from conquer, from the word G, root G,
mm-hmm.
Third person, present singular, Padasmaipada, he, she, it conquers. So, I don't know if this is right. I have one desirous of heaven ought to make sacrifices of a tree named Kadira.
The Yupa is a sacrificial post.
Okay.
And sacrifices. So one should do the Yupa, which means make a sacrificial post, which is made out of the Kadira tree.
Oh, okay.
The Yupa made of the Kadira.
To actually make the post.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One should make the Yupa.
I didn't know if that was a very general, you know, some very loose translation of the word make, which meant to do the sacrifice of some kind. But it's actually literally making the post.
That's how I took it.
Okay.
Then they should make the post of the Kadira tree.
So one desires of heaven ought to make the post out of the sacrificial post out of the Kadira tree.
Or the I would take it like this. The Swarna Kamaha, he should make the yupam. The Kadira yupam. The yupam which is made out of the Kadira. Out of the Kadira tree.
The post is the yupam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as the gods in that same way conquered the world by making... I said sacrifices, but it should be the...
Just by the sacrificial post made of the Kadira. It also includes the sacrifice, the ritual, right?
But we're really here, we're taking it literally to mean to actually create or make this post.
I was taking it that way, but you could say they could do the yupam as a ceremony.
That's what I thought it was, so that's what I... Okay. In that same way, a sacrificer conquers the world of heaven by making sacrifices to... Well, I kept saying... By making...
By the,
you
by should
making
just say
the post of... The
by, the sacrifi- by the sacrificial post made of the Kadira tree.
Okay.
But... You know what this Atag? What does the Atag go to?
Okay.
Yeah, but because
yeah.
Because you're right, it's neuter. When I was reading this, I just took it as flying along, took it as a masculine, but it is neuter.
Right.
It could be a compound with yajamana, as eta yajamana, the yajamana of this. Or as a compound, right?
Okay.
The yajamana of this sacrifice.
Yeah,
it could be like that.
Yajamana is masculine, so it has to be the yajamana of the sacrifice.
Well, it would be like a compound. The compound could mean, you don't usually, it wouldn't usually be a compound to say, this yajamana. Then it would be Eshaha yajamanaha. Esha yajamanaha. The etad is a neuter. It's a neuter noun.
It's a stem former.
Yeah, so if you take it as step,
it
could be taken as the yajamana of the sacrifice.
Okay.
That's... So the yajamana of this, in the same way, similarly, indeed, the yajamana conquers Swargaloka by the Kadira Yupa. You know, by the sacrificial post made of the Kadira, made of the Kadira tree. Tata eva etad.
Yeah, and that implies that they do the whole ceremony as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the etad I'm still not clear of. Does everybody see the problem?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we see the problem. So, the only way solution I have is the yajamana of this, taking it as a compound, eta yajamana.
Oh, yeah, the tata.
The
ta,
ta eva.
Tata, eva, when put together means in that same way, right?
Similarly, yeah,
similarly.
That's right.
Okay, that's
similarly
right.
Indeed,
okay.
You know,
okay.
Then eta, similarly indeed, the yajamana of this conquer Swargaloka by the Kadira Yupa. But I'm not sure. The one who desires, there's one who desires Swargaloka, that person makes the Yupa made of the Kadira, or does the Yupa ritual made of the Kadira. I think if he actually makes the sacrificial post. Just as it's understood, okay, because you've got a tata, so you'd say, just as the Devas conquered Swargaloka by the Kadira Yupa, similarly, indeed, the Yajamana of this conquers Swargaloka by the Kadira Yupa. Yupa.
Of this being a sacrifice.
Yeah.
The sacrifice,
or it could
sacrifice
be...
Sacrifice neuter? Is there such a word? What is there a word?
It wouldn't make any difference whether it's...
It wouldn't, okay.
Because it's in a compound.
Right,
and
okay.
Etad is
not,
the stem.
It's not the adjective, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Ajaya and Ajaya both mean...
Ajayan is past tense.
Right.
Sorry. Do you want to read it so we can... Everybody okay with this? With this one little caveat?
Okay.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Okay.
Kadiram yupam.
Kurvita svarga kamaha.
Kurvita svarga kamaha.
Kadirinaiva.
Kadirinaiva.
Vai yupena.
Vai yupena.
Devaha.
Devaha.
Svargam.
Svargam.
Lokam ajayan.
Lokam ajayan.
Tathaiva.
Tathaiva.
What's the next one? Etad yajamanaha.
Etad yajamanaha.
Khadirena yupena.
Khadirena yupena.
Svargam lokam jayati.
Svargam lokam jayati.
I can do two. Okay. I'm very patchy today with my work. Sorry. Dukkha santapena pachanta eva mengan yuk.
You know what I think we should do, and just to save time and for clarity, when you read it, break the sentence.
Okay.
That would be nice.
All right. So, dukkha santapena pachanta eva.
Sandhi.
There's a sandhi in pachanta.
Pachanta.
Pachanta. Is it pachantaha? Okay, mm-hmm. That I wasn't sure.
We didn't know.
I wasn't sure about that. Okay. Pachantaha?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, so the cha is a sandhi.
No.
No? Okay.
This one drove us crazy.
Hmm? What is it?
Pachanta.
Panchante.
Panchante.
A goes to aya. So it would be panchantayiva, or the yakara drops. This is a very common sandhi, so you've got to make a note. If you've got, you've got an A, and A followed by any vowel except A, okay? A followed by any vowel except A, because it's followed by A, the A goes to a vagraha. But if you've got an A followed by any vowel except A, then the A goes to I, A plus yakara. So then you could have ayiva. Mm-hmm. But more often, you use the secondary sandhi that falls into place where the ya drops.
What? Okay.
Here, should I get the board? This is such an important
sandhi.
Yeah, sundae.
I don't remember
this one.
Sandhi.
Felt like, yeah, yeah. We spent like
I cut it all the time, so you have to know this one.
No wonder. This drove me nuts.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I finally came. I came up with.
Well, we
that
thought
it was a path.
We thought it was a path. I went with the. It was a path. Present active person.
Okay.
Because I thought that the sandhi was the yaha, and it didn't make any sense. And I still couldn't figure out why that yo was there. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, why is that yo there?
We should just start. I'll start putting the board up. This is a matter of course. So I don't have to. Okay, well, first of all, if you've got an A or an O followed by an A, then the A plus the A will go to avagraha. The O plus the A will go to avagraha. The A will go to avagraha. You know that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one. But one, if you have an A followed by any vowel except a, or an O, it's not as common, followed by any vowel except a, what happens is that the A goes to I plus the vowel, like say plus E, E standing for any vowel,
mm-hmm.
Or the O goes to of, followed by E standing for any vowel. That's part one.
Okay, so if you have an A plus any vowel
except
for a,
It goes to...
Aya plus the vowel.
Aya plus the vowel. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on just a second.
Aya? Oh, but how come there's a little...
Oh, it's just I.
I. Plus the vowel.
Plus the vowel.
Or of plus the vowel. Okay.
Okay.
And that would make a form, the form, in this instance, a yi or a vi. Right? Right, if I put an I together with an I with an I, a yi.
A yi, uh-huh.
But there's a secondary, the part B, so this is a, there's a part B, or optionally, the ya or va drops. And the two remaining vowels do not coalesce. Vowels don't coalesce, don't come together. So, for instance, so I'm going to have two forms. Say with this one, it's panchanta, panchante. Panchante Eva. Okay? Two words. It can go to Eva or where the yekar drops and the two vowels don't coalesce.
Let me see something here. I want to show you.
Do you have Bhandarkar book one? Mm-hmm. See how he saved it completely.
So those two arrows there mean that's the option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let me say one other thing. This is how it has to be within a word when you have Sunday within a word, this first one. But this is what is the most common in external sandhi. Do you have your Bhandarkar one? I can just read it to you.
I don't have much to look on the brain.
We take this on page 148.
Okay.
Go to 13. If a nominal or verbal form followed by ending in A, I, O, or Al is followed by a vowel, the ya or va of the substitute for the former are optionally dropped. The two vowels thus brought together by the dropping of the ya or va do not coalesce, like manyate atmanam, manyate yatmanam, or manyate atmanam. You see that? Go up to 11. If A or O at the end of the word or grammatical form is followed by O, the latter merges into the former, i.e. neither pronounced nor written. That's the abhagraha. And it's placed the mark O is generally put. So we know this all of the time. But this one, you always know this for A, for O. Sometimes people forget that it also applies to A. You reading number 11?
Tell me the page you're on.
Oh, 148.
Okay.
You know where you see this number 11 is in the Sargasandhi, where you have like Ramaha Atati becomes Ramo Atati.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's well known, right?
Right.
Okay, but some people don't remember that the A also, if an A is following an A, that A also goes to a Vagraha. So let's read 11. When the A or O... Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
When the A or O at the end of the word or grammatical form is followed by A, the latter merges into the former, i.e. it is neither pronounced nor written. In its place, the mark avagraha is generally put, like ramo ashwam, ramo shwam. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
In some older Vrj Sanskrit texts, they don't even put the avagraha. They just put ramo shwam, and you have to add it. But in all more modern texts, they always put the avagraha. So now go to 12. A, O, I, and Au, when followed by a vowel, become Aya, Av, Aya, and Av, respectively. Okay? So Ne plus A becomes Naya. This is internal. In internal sandhi, that avagraha is not going to apply. Okay? So you have Ne plus A becomes Naya. If a nominal or verbal form ending in A, I, O, or Au is followed by a vowel, the Ya and Va, that should have a danda there, of the substitute for the former are optionally dropped. The two vowels thus brought together by the dropping of the Ya or Va do not coalesce. Manyate plus Atmanam gives the first form. Manyatayatmanam. See that? That's where the yad doesn't drop. Or manyata atmanam, where the yad drops and the two don't coalesce. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't put the ow, the I and the ow. You don't see that very often, but if that can come also, then you'd have a long ah. But anyway, just take these for now. So A or O followed by an a. External sandhi, we're talking about, you got the avagraha. Then, A plus any vowel except A, because if it's A, it gets the avagraha.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Goes to Aya plus E, Ayi. Secondary form is this, Yakara is optionally dropped, and then the A and the E do not coalesce.
Mm-hmm.
So here you have Pachente Iva. Pachente Iva,
mm-hmm.
Yakara. Pachenta Iva,
mm-hmm.
Yakara drops.
Okay.
So now you can be on the alert for this one because it's really, really common.
Okay. And so that's what we have here is the second one where they do not coalesce.
Exactly.
So it's really pachente.
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 Pachente. Which is... the verb is patch, right?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Why am I not able to locate what form of the verb it is?
It's passive. Pachente.
Okay, so...
Patch is first person. I put it. This is passive.
First person.
Pachente is passive, third person, plural.
Okay.
Ante.
Okay, so was cooked.
Is cooked.
Is cooked.
cooked.
Are cooked. Are cooked, right. Okay. And then Eva is like?
Mm-hmm. Like or as though?
As though.
As though in the sense of like.
Okay. Oh, I was actually even reading it. And we were trying to break that Sunday, right? I hadn't even started parsing yet, had I?
No.
Okay.
So, let's go on.
Should I just keep going parsing, or do you want me to read it?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, next we have Meng Gang Yut Kva Kwa Chata. Is that, so this little conglomeration compound here, is it Ut Kwa?
Utquatyata.
Utquatyata.
They actually have this in here. I didn't know what it meant either. It's just another form. It means, with ud means to boil.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard that word before.
Okay.
Utquat.
Utquat is to boil.
And it's a first mirror, first maipada, so it's passive also.
Okay.
And the Sunday is applying again.
The same Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I should never make sentence. Okay, so let me just look at it for a second and see if I can understand where it's happening.
But is that Eva an Eva? I mean, what
yes.
is... It is an Eva.
Yeah.
So the reason that it's causing the Sunday is because it's a vowel other than...
Other than a, yeah. Utkatyate Eva. Pachyante Eva. Utkatyate Eva. Two passives. Third first one is
third person plural.
Plural. The second one is third person singular. Yeah. Passive. See, me, angani. Did you get that part?
Angani is limbs, yeah. Right.
Then utkatyate. So,
mm-hmm. Utkatyate. Okay. And then Eva again, and Hridayam, which is the heart. Is that how it's being used here? The heart?
The heart, yeah.
Okay. And it's either nominative or accusative.
Well, it should be nominative, because Utkatyate Eva Hridayam, right?
Okay.
Passive shouldn't take an accusative.
Okay. I didn't even get that far, so, because I didn't know what I was looking at.
Yeah.
And then we have Pushyate.
Which is?
Which is passive.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing.
Same thing. Pushyate,
Eva. Oh, Pushyate. Okay.
I guess he wanted you to learn this Sunday.
Oh, my goodness. That's why...
I see it all the time in reading in the Bhashas.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. But you're right, we haven't seen it recently. But I want you to know that it's very common.
Okay. Then Eva again. And then we have Drishti. Jwalati Eva. What is Jwalati?
It's another word for burning.
It's another word for burning?
Mm-hmm. To burn, to blaze.
Okay.
A lot of burning going on here.
Yeah, and then Shariram.
Jwalati Eva Shariram, right.
The burning, like the body burning, like the burning body. Okay. So, I don't know even where to start.
Let me just tell you.
Is a mess, that's why.
Let me tell you some things
okay.
to look for. First of all, as you go along, there are three verbs. Pachanta
mm-hmm.
Eva, Pachante Eva,
mm-hmm.
right? Plushate Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I left one out. Utquatyate Eva,
mm-hmm.
Plushate Eva, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means, and there... What do you call it? They're
passive.
They're all passive,
mm-hmm.
but they're also in the same form.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have three clauses here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one is Pachimte Eva. You're going to need a plural noun to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the subject.
So limbs we have.
Limbs.
Okay.
Then you've got Utkwetyate Eva. You're going to need, you know, a singular noun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
We have the heart.
Right. Then you've got Plushyate Eva, another singular noun. What do you have?
We have for that glance or sight.
Yeah, and then we have another one, Jwalati Eva.
And then the body goes with that.
That's yeah.
Single also.
So then what you have to do is you've got, for each one of these, you've got your subject and your verb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you should read it. And you're going to have an instrumental because there's a passive. There can be. There doesn't have to be an instrumental, but there can be. And in the first one, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Dukkha Santapena.
Right, which is by sorrow or affliction.
By the Santapa, by the burning, by the heat.
Burning.
By the great heat, Santapa, of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then this thing, this is, you've got, this is, if you notice again, this is the only instrumental. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All of them are going to be relating to this. Okay. By the great heat of my pain, dukkha.
Okay.
You can add it. Because they leave, you don't have to put pain. You can just put, by the great pain of sorrow.
Or suffering.
Yeah, or suffering.
Don't we have my here with may?
Yeah, but it goes to may and Vani.
Okay, it only applies to that one. So it's by the great heat of my pain or my affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Like the burning, you know, like the cooking.
Say like this. My limbs are as though cooked. My limbs are as though being cooked.
Okay. By the burning of my sorrow. And then my heart is as though boiled by my sorrow.
By the heat of my
by
sorrow.
By the heat of my sorrow. And then my sight is as though burned.
Plush means burned.
Burned
mm-hmm.
by the heat of my sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And my body is as though burned
mm-hmm.
by the heat of my sorrow.
So if you did the translation, you would just say, you know, by the heat of my sorrow. My limbs are as though burned, my heart is as though boiling, my side is burning, my body is, then you think of some adjectives for, they're using adjectives for burn, so we would in English try to think of some adjectives for burn,
mm-hmm.
I mean some synonyms, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
that's what they're, see all the synonyms they're using?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to say burn, 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 you'd think of other words that mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
See how it works?
Mm-hmm.
And now another thing about this, in Sanskrit, they don't use as many pronouns as we do. Like, we might say my sorrow,
mm-hmm.
or his father, or her father. Often they won't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But in when we translate it in English, you would want to say it,
mm-hmm.
because that's how it would work in English.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to watch out. And
so is that where the my goes to the heart, then? I mean, my limbs? My limbs, right?
Yeah, you would say, he says it once, may and gani.
And then you assume it continues with my heart.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's understood that the person's talking about themselves, they may not even use that one may. But when you're translating it,
mm-hmm.
you would want to put it in.
Okay.
Because in English, it won't sound right.
Right.
You know? If it was a general statement, you know, the limbs are cooked by the heat of sorrow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives you at least one may to let you know he's talking about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Or herself, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this other little tag on here.
I just have a question about the Sunday again.
Oh, yeah.
I have from our, from what we had from Moore, it just said, a word ends in A,
mm-hmm.
there's no change. Then there's if it's followed by a word that begins with A, in this case, the A becomes the Avagraha.
Yeah.
And that's all it says. But we're saying that we're adding.
No, he gave you that first sendi, which is this.
So that's
you
a separate.
Have an A or O, yeah. If you have an A or O,
right.
Followed by the akara, the letter A,
right.
Then this A will be replaced by a vagraha.
Okay? Right.
That's one sendi. But
one.
Now what if you have the A or the O followed by anything other than A?
Oh, right, right. I'm sorry. Okay.
I was just being complete then.
Yeah, the A, okay. So that's really, right.
Here, if the A or O, this is for external sendi. For internal sendi, it'll be any vowel. A followed by any vowel. So maybe you should note here external sendi.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an external sendi that this option applies.
Right. So that first thing that I just read is really the first line up there, really.
Yeah. That's why I have a one here.
It's basically the basic. Okay.
Yeah. It's not the basic. It's just... If this is one condition where A and O is the first member.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. To me, it's like two parts of the same, but okay.
It's two parts of the same. If you're looking, it depends on how you're looking at it. If you're looking at what happens to A or O when it follows a vowel.
Right, right.
Well, if it follows A, that's what happens.
Right, okay.
Okay. An external.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We still have more.
Oh, that one. Next part is mine too?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Okay, so we have Atra, Yatra, Takalam, Tat, Karotu, Avarn. Avarn. Atra, which is in this or then.
Atra. Atra can mean here.
Here.
Or in regarding this.
Okay.
Regarding you know, this. Reflecting back. And tetra would be there or regarding that, in reference to that, regarding that, or just there.
Okay.
Atra here, this. Regarding this.
Okay.
In this matter, you could say, you know, but regarding this, in this matter.
Okay. So regarding this, then we have yet, which is who or which. Nominative. Regarding this, whoever or who?
Well, you remember you've got a yet and a tet there.
Oh, right.
So yet propta kalam, tet karoti, bhavan.
Okay. So propta, propta is arrived. It's a PPP. Actually, what it said was those propta, propta, and kalam go together, and it means that whose time has arrived or suited to the occasion. So yet here would be like which.
Mm-hmm.
Which, whose time has arrived, that, tut. Were made. So then we have karotu, which is perfect third person singular.
It's the imperative.
It's imperative.
Karotu.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, no, I did have that right. I just read it wrong. Third person singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, imperfect imperative. You probably had IMP there.
I did. Okay. Shall. So it's like a command. Will. Shall or may?
Yeah, may.
May. May be. They, and so we have...
What is bhavan?
Isn't that bhu?
Your Honor.
Yeah.
From bhavan.
I do that every time.
Yeah. Nominative singular. May Your Honor do.
Okay. Gotta make a special note about that. It gives me every darn time. Okay, so... So regarding this, which whose time has come, that Your Honor shall do.
But I thought it's a third person imperative, right? Singular.
Yeah. So may Your Honor do that.
May Your Honor do that.
But wouldn't that be like? I'm really confused.
See, with bu, with bhavat, it's the third person, right? It's like he. may your honor, even though you say your honor.
It's masculine nominative singular.
Yeah, so may your honor do.
Because when you, I guess what I'm confused about is when I translate the third person imperative, I think of it as being let him or her do.
Let his majesty do.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, thanks.
May his majesty do. Okay. Let his majesty do.
Okay. Yeah. So it's as if you're speaking of a third person.
That's right. Like if I say, the Swamiji want.
Okay.
It's royal. The royal,
okay.
Yeah. So let his majesty do that, which, do tut, mm-hmm. let his majesty do that, yet which mm-hmm. is propta kalam, appropriate at this time, suitable, you know, fitting. In this situation, where all this terrible suffering is happening, is, you know, mm-hmm. may your honor, usually we just say like that, may your honor do that which is fitting
mm-hmm.
at this time, propta kalam, that which is to be done. So, and the utra refers back
mm-hmm.
in this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you say here, may your honor do, but here refers to what has just been said.
Or in this case, it could be like in this case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You see it?
Mm-hmm. This could be crazy. This just drove me absolutely crazy. Because we thought it was a POAP.
Yeah. Pete, you want to read?
Should I read the comedy book? Good.
Yeah.
Dukkha-santapena.
Dukkha-santapena.
Pachyante iva. Miyangani. Utkwatyate iva. Hridayam.
Are you sitting up, Kiki?
I haven't done it, I can try it, maybe.
Yeah, try.
Vatsa prasannosmi te kathaya kim te priyam karvani. So I think, vatsa san prasannosmi prasanna asmi, I am happy, te kathaya. Vatte is his story, that's his story.
A kathaya is going to be an imperative. May you tell.
May you tell. Okay.
Well, okay, I'm not expecting anything. I think we're okay.
Or maybe it's Durga. It's Kristen. She wants me to put her online so she can follow. Yeah. Let me do the Sanskrit especially. I'll put her on right now. Okay, where were we? Katya, May Katya. Te Katya?
Yeah. Te Katya. So, Te is his. No. Satal Te, sorry. It's nominative plural. Satal Te. Theirs. No. Nominative plural. They.
It can also be data.
So, maybe for
this one, right?
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, I could maybe I thought it was
hard or hard. Which are we saying?
That's the
te.
Te.
Te. Oh, yes. Te in progenitive singular.
That's okay, right?
Mm-hmm. But just a minute. It's a secondary form. It can be a secondary form.
Oh, I see. I don't have it here in the... Although I guess they could also be the feminine or neuter.
It's the for the dative and genitive for Yushmat. Okay.
Oh, for Yushmat, right. Sorry, I was thinking of Saha. I was thinking of Thud.
But even then,
that's why
I was thinking of something.
Yeah, it
I wasn't thinking that it was Yushma, just a minute. Well, yeah, but in the meaning, what would that mean?
But that makes more sense because it's Kataya. You know, may you tell.
No, no, may you tell would be in the nominative. It's not a nominative form.
He said it was a denominative
form. Kataya. Te Kataya Kim Te Te Amdalanadati.
Oh, what? What do you mean? Katya, isn't that just imperative? Katya?
Well, he said, when I read what he wrote, he said, he just said a denominative verb from the interrogative adverb katam. The translation is tell how or do the how, which sounds like it could be imperative.
Where did you see it?
It's in the footnote. Oh, I read it somewhere.
That's katam nama. No, sorry. I don't have anything like that.
A footnote in the Bandarka?
Well, I'm sorry, maybe it's in more.
Let's see. Hey, O child, I am pleased.
Oh my God, I am happy. May you tell Kim Te Priyam Karvani. May you tell how...
The Karvani is imperative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your desire, te priyam, what is pleased that...
What you like to do.
Let's see. Karavani is I. Ani, it's, you know.
Karavani is what?
I. What can I do?
Mm-hmm. I am happy, pleased by you, so may you tell me what I can do that you like. May you tell me what
you... Or you.
Tell me, like, how to do a favor, right?
Well, maybe it could be, may you tell. Oh, you know what it is? This is important also. This is what I think it is. Prasannaha asmi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, child, prasannaha, I am pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Te.
By.
For of you.
Of you, right. That's
of you.
Yeah.
That of you is used in the instrumental. When you say I am pleased,
mm-hmm.
you can say instrumental or genitive. So I am pleased of you means by you.
But te is not an instrumental.
No, I know. But the genitive can have an instrumental sense.
Right.
When you're talking in the present tense. You're using a past passive participle in the present tense, then the genitive can be used as the instrumental. So O child, I am pleased with you.
Mm-hmm.
May you tell What may I do?
That
is priyam.
That is that you like.
Yeah.
That is like for you.
Yeah. What can I do that you like?
Right.
Oh, priyam.
That is pleasing.
Too, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Because he said it's a neuter noun, favor.
Yeah.
Favor?
It also means but that which is dear, that which is loved, priyam, that which you like.
That which you like.
Yeah, is priyam.
Okay.
So he's maybe saying favor here, but it is a more common meaning. Oh, I'm glad you were all doing these sentences for me.
I think I find it very challenging.
Yeah, some of them are hard.
You always learn something. But
you always learn something. There's there are tricks. Yeah.
Yeah, there's little tricks.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Durga.
Hi.
Who wants to do the next one? Why don't you read, Kiki?
Okay. What's the signals mean?
Tatsa prasanna asmi
te kathaya.
Hi, Kristen.
Kim te priyam karavani.
Kim te priyam
karavani.
Okay. Hey, Ritvit Joe, Adhya, Sutya Dine, Somam, Sunutva. Okay, so I think hey is the vocative particle, oh, ho.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Ritvij from the word Ritvij, which is a masculine noun, sacrificial priest. This is in the noun of the plural, Ritvijaha.
Vocative.
Vocative, I'm sorry. I had it as vocative.
Good.
I always write down all the three options. And then Adhya, which is an adverb now or today. Then we have Sutya Dine, which is from the neuter noun Sutya Dina, which really is in the locative singular, and here means in or on upon the day on which soma juice is drunk,
mm-hmm.
in the soma sacrifice. So like some kind of festival or day, particular
mm-hmm.
day. And then soma, from soma, masculine noun, meaning an extract or nectar of the soma plant. And then the next word is sunutvam, is from the class 5 verb su, which means to extract juice or press. Second person, imperative plural, atmanepada, and that would be referring to you all extract. So I have hey priests, or hey sacrificial priests, you all extract the soma nectar today on the day which soma juice is drunk in the sacrifices.
May you all extract.
May you all, okay.
Yeah. Good. May you all extract the soma
okay.
today on this...
On this day.
On this Sutya Dine, this ritual day for some.
So that, I mean, is that sort of like a, not really a command, is it sort of like saying, you know, I mean...
It is a command, but it could be a polite command.
Or is it like saying, is it, okay, it's not like praising them in some way, of saying, you know, like, this is what you do, and I'm just repeating what you do. It's a command.
I don't think so. It's a command. May you do it, or let, may you do it. Please do it. Okay. Let's stop there and continue on. You've already done it to Atmanaha.
Yeah.
Just continue on to the rest of the page so we can spend one more class on this,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll do as many as we can,
mm-hmm.
and then once we don't finish, then I'll read for you.
Okay.
But since we're still gonna work on this, you might as well just go on. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good practice.
That's good practice, and then we'll go on to the next. Okay, great. Let me turn this off. I'm there.